CarolineFibs.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and it's a pleasure to be joined monthly by the one and only Caroline Phipps. And today she is live in the studio. So not only do we get to hear her, but I get to see her as well, which is a pleasure for me. And you know, the chemistry when two people are in the same room together is just that much stronger than being further apart. So Caroline, welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show.
Well, that is a welcome.
Okay.
I'm a bit overwhelmed. In fact, I'm almost speechless, which is pretty tricky when you're on a radio show with Rick.
Yeah, I brought you here to talk, not be speechless.
Yeah, now I'm just completely overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, here we are at the end of the year, and we have a lot to look back on, and we have a lot to look forward to. Where do you fall in that? In the middle, or are you looking at the past?
Well, I think it's interesting. When I was thinking sort of about what to talk about at the end of the year, It struck me that if we express our gratitude for where we are and be thankful for what is, what it actually does is put us in the here and now. Mm. And we can look at the past, and it's kind of interesting. When I looked over all of the shows that you and I have done this year, this is the 12th. And it was very interesting to me to sort of look back on it and see what the themes were.
And what were some of them?
Well, a lot of it was to do with how we're finding it difficult at the moment as a species to talk to one another. There is a lot of isolation and loneliness that people are expressing. Even the government came out with a report saying we have a loneliness crisis. And it just struck me that one of the really important things to do today is to celebrate community and connection and love and kindness. And where better to do that than WKZE, which is all about love, connection, kindness, and that most divine of things that brings us together, music.
Yes, well, there's a common thread there. And I think that the underlying essence of everyone's being is to be in each other's company and to get along. Nobody wants to be in a space where there's conflict. Although it may arise, it's how you deal with it that, well, makes us human.
Well, of course, one of the big snags about about life is that we have to deal with being human. And I think that it's not an easy thing. And so often nobody ever seems to prepare us for that, I think. You know, when we arrive in this world, it's sort of, oh, well, here I am. How did I get here? And what am I supposed to do now? And what actually is this? And before we know where we are, the process of living, no matter who we are, no matter how privileged or not we may be materially, we all have challenges to face and to handle. And one of the things about life is that it presents us with lessons that we need to navigate and work through. And if we can navigate and work through them, we learn and we grow and we can share our wisdom and we can add collectively to the good things in the world. But if we constantly resist our problems and live with this kind of mindset of, oh no, just another thing has shown up, I can't handle it, I just get one horrible thing after another, you know, that kind of pessimistic, glass half-empty mentality, that what we focus on, we get more of. And I always get, you know, when I, if I get into that mind frame, you know, we're all human. We can all go to, oh, no, not this now. I can't bear it. But when we get into that mind frame of, oh, it's another thing and I can't stand it and feeling pessimistic and so on, we tend to get more of what we focus on. And that kind of scares me a bit. So every time I tend to that direction, I think, oh, no, no, don't go there. Something will happen and you will attract more of that negative vibe.
One of the things I am grateful for this year at our holiday party in the beginning of December, a gentleman came up to me and said, Rick, shook my hand, said, it's a pleasure to meet you. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate what you do. And wow, how are you so happy and upbeat at 6 o'clock in the morning? How do you do it? And I said, well, I'm number one, I'm paid. This is my job. And do you want to hear me come on at 6 in the morning telling you how my sleep was or how, you know, just upsetting things can be in life? No, you come here for entertainment. And that's what I want to do. Be happy at the time I'm here and spread that around.
Yes, and I think that so many people wake up in the morning with your good vibe. And when you went into the mode of, it's going to be good news, folks, we're going to do good news. This is really important today, because if we need to think about being grateful for what we have, one of the ways to do that the quickest is to watch the regular news cycle. Because watch that. And it just makes you extremely grateful for whatever you have, because it's a barrage of negativity. And it's a way, really, that if you want to take a little glimpse into that, it just makes you unbelievably grateful for what you do have.
Like, where else are you going to hear that Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers appeared in 33 different dances?
You are never going to hear this. You are never going to hear this anywhere else this morning at this time. And I believe that Ginger did everything that Fred did, but backwards and in 4-inch heels.
Wow.
Wow.
True. And, well, there is a lot to be grateful for and to be thankful for. And you can always look at your own life and then look at others around you and just see how much you really have. Not comparing with have or have not, but just appreciating everything around you, like the car you drive or the house or apartment or place you live, and maybe your pets.
Yeah, I think that all of these things are really powerful, because if we focus on the pieces in our lives that are working and on what we do have, it's way more powerful to think of the earth as a place where we are, we fit in, we are nurtured, we are cared for. We are so privileged here. We can go to a cafe and get some coffee. We can go to the supermarket and buy some groceries. And to be able to focus on the idea that the world is a benevolent place, because so much of the information we're bombarded with is that the world is a dangerous place and that it's malevolent and it's out to get us. To live with that level of stress all the time, when one has all these negative mental patterns going on in one's head, it downloads into your biology and creates so much havoc, you know, on a cellular level, that we live in this heightened sense of alert when it's not necessary to live in that kind of way all the time. And then when we're unbelievably stressed, we start to feel unwell, and then we start to get pessimistic about how unwell we feel. And the cycle just goes on and on.
Well, in this day and age, what are you most grateful for, Caroline?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say, being probably one of your biggest fans, but I know there are a lot out there, that I'm extremely grateful for you and for the opportunity to be able to come and shoot the breeze with you about some really great positive things that are going on.
Well, I'm grateful that you are the founder of Elegant Living and that you bring such topics that are challenging to discuss with you and also affect me and the people around me so strongly. And it's always an amazing topic that you pick up and I go, huh, how am I going to get through this one? Because they're always something that's very relevant to what's going on in our world. So thanks, Caroline. Thank you for connecting the dots and pinpointing exactly what I'm feeling before we discuss it.
Yeah, it's a strange thing, isn't it? It's kind of like, I guess we get back to that chemistry thing, you know. I think that what I try to do every month before I come is sort of sit down and let myself really think about how I feel and what I feel is going on around me. And I hear from a lot of our wonderful listeners, and not just in the tri-state area. You know, now that we stream online, it's people all over the world, basically. But there are three people that I would particularly like to thank for being there, because they're always communicating with me and expressing their love and gratitude. And one of them is our beloved Robert Lugo, who is WKZE fan extraordinaire, and his wonderful wife. They always make a point of listening in. Judy Diaz, who is a dear friend of mine, has moved to the West Coast. And also, Rick is one of your biggest fans. But I'd also like to say that I'm extremely grateful to your wonderful mama.
My mom.
Your mum, who I know you always call the mum. And I just love her. She is so supportive. She gets it. She's so wise. And I would just like to send her all the love and gratitude in the world.
Well, so would I. I'll join you with that. Thanks, Mom, for everything.
Thanks, Mom, from me for everything.
I'm sure she's loving that. And, well, Caroline, I mean, there is so much, again, to be grateful for. There is also a hell of a lot of things that anyone can pick up and pick apart. So how do we stay focused on the positive and not fall into the toilet bowl sucking down vortex of negativity?
I think trying to be as mindful as possible about going into the pessimistic place. And one thing I've come to realize is that if something is happening which feels really miserable and potentially catastrophic, and why is this happening to me? I have a story from a friend of mine at the moment who just amazed me yesterday. She's an incredibly fit, wonderful woman. She's a healer herself, and she's just heard that she needs open heart surgery out of the blue. And she called me to let me know in the most amazing way possible. She said, Caroline, I have doctors who have spotted my problem, and now they've told me how they're going to solve my problem. And she said, I initially was just sort of in shock and fear and, you know, the description of what they're going to do. And then she said, I realized I am so grateful that we have these amazing people who can help and heal us in this way. So being able to see the upside in a situation that at the time can seem potentially catastrophic. Mm. And then she helped me by describing that. And then it sort of makes me realize that whenever we have these difficulties that we have to get through, and we get through them, we are able to help other people with them down the line. Mm. And that is something to be phenomenally grateful for. You know, almost every problem that's ever happened, somebody else will have dealt with at some point, and they will have handed their wisdom on to help us to deal with whatever it is. So being able to reframe things that look incredibly unpleasant. I mean, the number of times I've heard about people who lose a job and then end up with something way more interesting to do later on. But it's often not until you're down the line and you look back and in hindsight, you can tell that there was a real gift in what at the time seemed so unpleasant and awful.
Mm. Mm. Well, it's hard to see that, you know, before things unfold. But to have that gift where you can have a little insight to what may happen in the future will always help, you know. And yeah, I believe that, well, people try to be as good as they can.
Yes, I believe that too. I have an inherent belief that people are hardwired for kindness. I know that when you're kind, you feel good. Mm. And if you feel snippy and you say something a bit off, you don't feel very good, do you?
No.
And we have this, you know, these biological tripwires that show us that gratitude, basically being thankful, getting rid of resentment, it's the way of the heart.
Mm. Yeah. And, well, you know, especially around the holidays, as we hear and know, it's better to give than it is to receive at all times.
Absolutely.
And my mom always said that to me.
Yes, well, we do know that she is one of the wisest people in the world, don't we?
Yeah, and so, you know, if you can carry that thought on all year long and remember to give and remember to help, and be there for other people and be present. Just wrapping up everything you said, this whole segment is super important. And people lose sight of that. I do myself. I'm sure you do. And we all do at times. But that makes us better if we could remember to try to pull those reins and keep it together.
I think another thing, just to finish off that point, is that people love to be around optimistic people. Mm. And you know what it's like if you see somebody coming down the street who often stops you in the street and gives you a litany of what is wrong with their life. You know, if you see them coming in the distance, you'll think, oh, I'm going to cross the street because I can't handle it. It's very attractive to be optimistic and to be connected and to show kindness. You know, people are very attracted to that. Mm. And I think the more we have of that in our lives, the more grateful we will feel too, because we will be surrounded by like-minded people. But lots of negativity and pessimism attracts more of the same. Mm. And that is a really depressing way to go.
So smile, bring more love, be present, be kind, and pick up the phone and connect with people. Tell someone you care about them or you miss them. Or, hey, it's Friday. Let's get together.
Exactly. Communicate with people. Connect with people. And I would also suggest play as much great music as you can. That connects us with all things good.
Yes. Well, Caroline, thank you so much. And your elegance shines throughout the year. I wish you nothing but a great, happy, prosperous, amazing 24. And thanks for sharing throughout 23.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm so grateful for you and being a part of the WKZE family.
Mm. Well, thanks a lot. And send an email, get in touch with Caroline, caroline@carolinephipps.com, and she'll respond and maybe give a free consultation. Caroline?
Yes, I love hearing from people, and it is a great pleasure to give an elegant coaching session to one of the people who sends me a note, and it's just wonderful to connect and keep it coming.
Well, Caroline, I am grateful and thankful for our connection, and I look forward to chatting with you next month. All the best to you and to yours, and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. We'll continue after this.
CarolineFipps.com.